Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Welcome to the What Really Happened Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And responding to what Scott was saying before we went into the top of the hour, we know from history that governments arrogate to themselves the right or authority to lie to their own people. Now, obviously, if you've read the Constitution of the United States of America, you know that the U.S. government is not, in fact, allowed to lie to the American people, to propagandize them. In fact, at one point, there were actual laws saying the U.S. government may not use propaganda against the American people. That law was rescinded last year. So they're now openly out there saying, of course we're going to lie to you. That's our job. That's how we get things done. We're going to lie to you about Saddam's weapon of mass destruction and Iran's weapons of mass destruction and Syria's weapons of mass destruction, because that's the only way we can get anything to move forward. The problem, and this is what's going on right now, is when the other governments of other nations no longer feel constrained to sort of politely nod and say, oh yes, we accept this is what's going on here. International diplomacy is a game where everybody knows everybody else is lying. What they're trying to do is find that one lie that is going to work with the maximum number of people on planet Earth to move along whatever the agenda happens to be, whether it's invading another country or forcing people back onto private central banking. But the art of politics is finding that lie that the most people will be comfortable with, and pretending the idea that there's actually some truth out there worth looking at just really isn't a factor any longer. But we're there. This apparent schism that has opened up between France and the United States is a good example of that. We're seeing Russia's foreign minister openly come out and as much as call the United States liars for all the claims they've been making about Syria. That is a crisis moment. Not just because the U.S. government cannot lie with impunity to the American people, which they haven't actually been able to do for quite some time, but because they are openly being defied in terms of credibility on the international scene. So, now then, getting on to the international scene and the economy. Apparently, the German Constitutional Court has finally ruled on the European Central Bank and how they're going to try and move forward. And apparently, what we're seeing this week are the effects of all the decisions that were made in Switzerland last week, where all the money junkies got together and said, how are we going to fix this mess? And we're already beginning to get a clear indication of what their solution is going to be. Bluff, bluster, stonewall, stall, lie, cheat, and steal. Because, hey, that's what has worked up to this point. But basically, Mario Draghi has come in to the ECB with what he calls his big bazooka, which is what the Federal Reserve calls a printing press, to simply say they're going to paper over all of the unpayable debt with newly created new debt. That's basically it. We understand that Boehner is moving forward with passing a bill to simply eliminate the U.S. debt ceiling between now and the spring of 2015. For the next year, they're not going to have a debt ceiling. There's no limit on the credit cards. They're just going to borrow and spend and borrow and spend and borrow and spend and leave your great-great-great-grandchildren to clean the mess up. That's their solution. Now, it gets even more interesting than that. We have been talking about these private central banks and how they are not in existence to serve the country or the people in which they operate, but to serve themselves. And according to Peter Boehringer, who's the founder of the German Precious Metal Society, it appears the German Bundesbank has decided to back away from a repatriation scandal of the nation's gold currently held by the Federal Reserve. Now, to bring you up to date on that, Germany's sovereign gold, okay, it does not belong to the Bundesbank, it belongs to the people of Germany, was entrusted to the New York Federal Reserve and the Bank of France for safekeeping. And Germany has decided, because of clear indications that the gold has been reused, reallocated, rehypothecated, they want their gold back. And the model is like having a safety deposit box at the bank. You go down to the bank, you have a key, you open up your little safety deposit, it all up, you take your key and you leave, and you're paying a monthly fee for storage. Then you show up and the bank says, I'm sorry, we can't let you go into your safety deposit box. We'll let you look at it from a distance, but that's all we can do. Obviously, there are reasons to be concerned there, and so Germany wanted their physical gold returned, and the New York Federal Reserve said it's going to take about 8 years. Bank of France said it's going to take about 5 years. Next week, they invaded Mali, which is Africa's third largest gold producer. And you need to understand, the Bundesbank is Germany's equivalent of the Federal Reserve. It is a privately owned central bank, and their allegiance is not with the people of Germany. It is not with the gold that belongs to the people of Germany. It is to their friends and fellow private central banks across the globe. And so now this story that we're getting here is the German Bundesbank is basically backing off and saying, we trust the Federal Reserve still has the gold. We don't need any of it back. Even though it is not up to the Bundesbank to make that call, because the gold is the sovereign property of the German people, not the private central bank. But it's a band of nefarious brothers, and they're running interference with each other. And at some point, you're going to see a crisis within the German government itself, as the German people stand up and say, wait a minute, what's going on? Where did our gold go? I mean, that volume of gold. Wars have been started over the mishandling of other nations' gold and silver like that. And it's just a reminder, these private central banks, they see themselves as above the laws of man and nations. The Bundesbank does not get to arbitrarily say to the New York Federal Reserve, sure, go ahead, hang on to the gold. It's not theirs to hand out. So it looks to me like it's just a big stall. They don't know how to fix it. So they're just going to go on borrowing and spending with wild, reckless abandon and just acting like everything's all fine. And anybody who asks those embarrassing questions like, just where did all that physical gold get to? Oh, well, we'll just call them conspiracy theorists. They were tinfoil hat wacko kooks. We don't need to pay attention to them. Over in Great Britain, and by the way, they're getting hammered by the winter storms as well as the U.S. right now. But apparently, youth homelessness has hit a new record in Great Britain. It's just all starting to come apart here. Very bizarre story. This came out of BobTuscan.com, where apparently this manager at a Taco Bell ordered his employees to lock a homeless man in a dumpster. Now, seems a little heartless to me, but it seems we've reached a stage where our country is literally being brutalized by that desire for a piece of ink and paper. And what used to be considered the best qualities of the American character seem to have kind of gone away. I know there's this big video that's been showing all over Fox News this morning about this union bus driver who is in a fight to reinstate his job after he got into a physical altercation with one of his passengers. But it almost seems like our nation is becoming brutal, not just in our war machine, but in our relations with each other. And I think that is really a huge, huge loss. And I don't have a problem with people being rich or making money. But society depends on there being a balance of priorities and agendas. So we've got to take a break for commercial. We'll be right back.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is still sitting in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in with your various concerns. Now, I want to get back and talk a little bit more about the NSA scandal, because claims or declarations by Obama and Holland that the issue is now over and done with and should be of no concern to ordinary people, notwithstanding, the reality is the repercussions of this scandal continue to be felt all around the globe. We're seeing, again, the idea that this kind of constant surveillance of the American people is necessary to defeat crime and terror. And yet we already know that real criminals and real terrorists are absolutely able to evade the NSA. And all of this is really about keeping an eye on you the way the Gestapo used to do to the people of Nazi Germany. The SS is everywhere. The Gestapo is everywhere. We see everything. We hear everything. And it was a gigantic bluff for the most part. Gigantic, gigantic bluff. We are seeing other nations move away from American IT service providers. It's a major financial hit. We're seeing the European Union is already out there lobbying for diminished U.S. control on the global internet because of the abuses. I'm not surprised. I mean, the European Union just caught the U.S. with their hand in the till in the internet, and now they're saying, let's lock it up. The biggest threat to the world on the internet isn't terror, isn't crime, it's the U.S. government itself. We're going to grab a phone call here. Aaron in Texas, aloha. Aaron, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. One thing that really gets to me is the whole fact a lot of people like to bring up the old boogeyman, which is Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. And what people don't realize and is you actually have to go back and do your own history to realize why Hitler invaded Poland. Another thing is that we're no different than Nazi Germany right now, as we speak. As a matter of fact, I think we're worse.
Yes, I would agree with that last part.
And everybody, what I've noticed about the United States is that I don't even believe what they tell me about what happened back in World War II. Because as somebody once said that whoever wins the war writes the history.
That's true.
And you see, so, I mean, there's a lot of things that a lot of people don't understand about World War II. And if you have to understand World War II, you have to understand World War I. And that's another thing, too, that a lot of people don't realize how Palestine was, in World War I was pretty much fought for Palestine, you know, to establish Palestine. One thing that does really get to me, Mike, is the whole fact that we're invading countries left and right. Our Constitution is being torn apart. And it seems to me like if President Obama has just completely abandoned the Constitution, they don't go nothing by it. I mean, our First Amendment, Second Amendment's being destroyed. Our Fourth Amendment's being destroyed. We have corrupt banks, what we fought a revolution for. We pay taxes. I mean, to really what's going on?
Well, it's a mess. There's no question about it. It's absolutely a mess. And we're at the point right now where the American people need to take a good, strong look in the mirror and say, is this the nation I want to live in any longer? More to the point, is this the government I want to leave to my children? Because all of the current U.S. federal government policy in dealing with this economic mess comes down to plunging future generations of Americans further into debt or sending them off to be killed and crippled in wars.
Well, I do have a question, Mike. Aside from a Biden revolution, is there any way possible we could do what Iceland did and pretty much just kick out all the bankers and have them arrested? Is there any way that can ever happen here in the United States?
Yeah, I think it can happen. I think ultimately what's going to happen is we're going to see the U.S. government collapse the way the Soviet Union did. And we need to be ready to stand up at that point, clap all these money junkies in jail, and say no more private central banks. I don't advocate initiating a violent revolution. It is very clear the federal government is weaponizing itself to declare war on the American people. And we got another report today where the post office is starting to buy more man-killing ammunition.
And you think they're trying to provoke the American people into a civil war?
They might. I think they tried to do it last July 4th with Adam Kokesh's aborted armed march into Washington, D.C. And then I think they tried again to get nationwide race riots on the basis of George Zimmerman's acquittal. But it didn't work because the American people now understand this is how the federal government gets these things done. And I know there's talk about another one of these massive marches into Washington, D.C. a little later this year. But I absolutely would not put it past the federal government to try and trip off a controllable armed revolution, insurgency, in order to justify martial law, clamp down on gun laws, and the rest of it. And the best way to be able to win that confrontation is to start it yourself. And so absolutely I would say that, yeah, I think our government is seriously planning right now some way to trigger some kind of mass coast-to-coast rioting, food riots, something like that, where the administration can declare a state of national emergency, suspend what's left of the Bill of Rights, and say, this is it, this is the new real.
Oh, yeah, I just want to let your callers know that, your listeners know that I heard your All Banks, All Wars Are Banker Wars, and
yes.
I really loved it. It made a lot of sense. It answered a lot of my questions, and I learned a lot of new things about it that I had no idea what was even going on in the world. So I just want to encourage everyone to listen to your documentary, and I want to let you go, Mike. Thanks a lot. Right.
Thanks an awful lot. Yeah, I did reprise that to the main page earlier today to try and get back to that overview, because as I mentioned on Monday, what we're getting from the corporate media is just, they're just throwing stuff out there as distraction, and we need to get the American people focused back on exactly why we are where we are and exactly why this government can't do a thing about this mess they've created. And if you have not already seen that video on All Wars Are Bankers Wars, it might be worth a peek. There's new information in the original text version, but it is definitely something that you ought to think about sending around your social media network. And again, that's All Wars Are Bankers Wars, and it is a telling of the history of the U.S. nation in terms of wars, assassinations, coup d'etat, purely from the point of view of this permanent ongoing contest between the private central bankers wanting to have us all trapped in their debt machine and ordinary people who don't see any reason to live their lives that particular way. Now, getting on back to the NSA, story coming out of BobDuskin.com, where security researchers have tracked down this cyber espionage malware that has impacted 31 countries and determined that it, like Stuxnet, Dooku, Flame, Gauss, is likely state-sponsored. Now, who would be behind that? Well, we know that the U.S. and Israel have launched a wide variety of cyber weapons against Iran's nuclear infrastructure to just try and wreck the place. We know that Stuxnet was around Fukushima just before the tsunami hit, and we know that the safety systems inside Fukushima did not work as they were supposed to. It's entirely possible that this recklessly deployed cyber weapon exacerbated Fukushima. Would somebody plant a cyber weapon as a virtual 911? Yeah, we've talked about that many, many times before. So we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones here. Peter in Las Vegas, aloha. Peter, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Mike. It's Los Angeles, but I'm calling about the HR 4009, which is an effort to... the initial effort to criminalize the BDS movement at the boycott and divestment movement against Israel. And it's in the House up for vote, and it would, the first in this bill, it would make anybody, any university participating in the boycott and divestment against the Israeli apartheid, would be defunded by the federal government. And like I say, it's the first step then. If that were to pass, it would be the first step toward eventual criminalization of doing anything at all of exercising free speech against Israel.
Well, this has got to go right up to the United States Supreme Court, because very clearly, I mean, boycotts are a recognized legitimate form of nonviolent protest. And the idea that U.S. politicians who are elected... by and paid for U.S. To go on out there and protect Israel from its own malefactions, its own crimes, is very, very angering. In fact, we had Susan Powers was back out there again today saying it's time for Israel to be on the Security Council of the United Nations.
Right.
And again, your job as a political leader, appointee here in the United States of America, is to take care of the United States of America. And if you so love Israel that you are willing to abandon your moral obligations to the American people, that's fine. Just resign and move to Israel and do what you're going to do over there. But this idea that universities and academics are going to be penalized for daring to have an opinion that is protected speech under the First Amendment. I mean, can you imagine the fury if somebody went out there and tried to pass legislation saying that any university that criticized the U.S. government would lose their funding? That would never get anywhere, would never get even close to the United States Supreme Court. How dare they come out with this attitude that because it's Israel, the rules don't apply? Because that's exactly what the rules are there for. The First Amendment is not about protecting exotic dancers or canvases with bovine feces in the art galleries. It is about reserving to the people the right to criticize what is going on in their name, with their money, with their children's lives, and certainly Israel has to be a big part of that. This is one of the most un-American things I can imagine our legislature even considering right now, and it's going to have to get fast-tracked all the way to the Supreme Court.
Well, you know, doesn't mean that it will, but you're right. It ought to immediately. But can I bring up one more thing, Michael,
sure.
More about the NSA sort of thing? I know you're aware of it. I've heard you talk about it. I've read it on what really happened, but the NSA now had not only Stuxnet, but has viruses that can actually jump into unconnected computers that are standalone and all that. And they can implant anything they want on your computer. And I know that a couple of years ago, I know the guy's name, but since I don't know the exact circumstances, what I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to mention his name, but you'll probably know the guy's name. When we were about ready to go into Iraq, there was a former Marine Corps guy, captain and weapons inspector, who had been all over Iraq saying, they don't have weapons of mass destruction, they don't have weapons of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was then found to be purveying kiddie porn or in possession of kiddie porn.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and I don't know the circumstances, but it seems to me that any sort of person who goes against the government could have that kind of thing implanted on his computer and ruined. And I think that this guy might be one of those people that happened to. But at any rate, the entire computer crime and kiddie porn and all that stuff, all that frankly needs to be re-looked at and rejiggered in view of what we now know the NSA can do and probably does do.
Well, I think part of the situation is going to be that, and we know the NSA is apparently collecting databases on people's consumption of online porn, which is a good reason to have one of these plugins for your web browser, like Track Me Not, that just downloads stuff at random, because then there's no real chain of evidence involved there. But it's all about coercing behavior. And yes, this government has a long history of smearing and destroying the careers of people who dare to speak out. Gene Seberg, back in the 1960s, we've talked about that during COINTELPRO. Certainly what happened to me 20 years ago, following the murder of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster. And you're absolutely right. I know the weapons inspector you're talking about got set up with child porn. We know that some of Israel's most virulent supporters up in Canada have been caught. One of them actually went to jail after trying to plant child porn on a targeted enemy's computer, got caught, and wound up going to jail. But yeah, this is the way the other side loves to play.
But Michael, in view of what they can do, don't you think that all these any use of computer, hard drive evidence now really needs to be reevaluated? I mean, any of it. I mean, all of it suspect to these NSA clowns.
No, you're absolutely right. Now, I'm sure the courts are basically going to come from the presumption that the NSA wouldn't lie about such things. But we already know there have been a lot of landmark cases regarding intellectual property law where merely having an IP logged is not considered proof of intent to download and infringe on people's copyrighted material. For one thing, up until recently, a lot of people just ran their Wi-Fis wide open. When we got our first Wi-Fi, we left the guest port open because our neighbors' kids were in school. They didn't have broadband, so we said, we just could go ahead and use our Wi-Fi to do your homework on. Now, obviously, since I'm not keeping an eye on what these kids are doing, if they downloaded an MP3, I have no way of knowing about it. And again, it's a limit to liability. But the issue is we're looking at a difference between an actual legal prosecution for cause versus merely coming up with a means to smear and defame somebody in order to get people to not listen to them any longer. And we saw that not only with the weapons inspectors, but people like Jessica Lynch, Pat... Pat Tillman, where basically these, Aaron Watata, Lieutenant Aaron Watata, who basically had a crisis of conscience about what was going on. And this government's solution was call them names, smear them, attack them for being, unpatriotic, claim they're traitors, and just move forward from there. And that seems to be the way that they operate.
And one more thing, Michael, I know that we all know that the government and Obama and James Clapper, the head of intelligence, they'd never lie. So anyway, thanks, Mike. Hope you're feeling better.
All right, I'm working on it here. We're going to switch over to Richard in Alabama. Aloha, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
We know that smart meters transmit and receive. But
okay.
Could it be that they transmit the original accurate kilowatt hours to the central computer? And could it be that what they receive back is adjusted kilowatt hours? What I'm saying is, could this smart meter be a clever scheme to reward the friends of the government and punish the enemies? Because I know that they don't have to charge everybody the same rate. I know there are certain institutions in my community that pay a very small electric mm-hmm. rate. And I wonder, could this smart meter be a scheme eventually to reward and punish? I don't think they would do it right away.
Can't rule it out, but we know that all of these electronic devices that are being flooded out there are not very well designed. We know the NSA backdoors them all. I think people's concerns over the smart meter is the fact that it does open up a communications portal for the government to see what's going on inside your house in terms of are you burning too many indoor lights? Are you leaving the TV on after you go to sleep at night? And it's just another case of if there's a potential for misuse and abuse, the government is going to take advantage of it. This is not a government that can be trusted with your privacy. They've made that very clear. We got to take a break here for some more commercials. Thank you for the call, Richard. We'll be right back after these few words.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sinclair. Maybe I can pray. Tired of the mainstream media's lies. Listen to the Mike when he opens your eyes. Tune in to Mike Sinclair.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And pardon me. The reality is, unfortunately, when you have a government that assumes to itself the right to go in and tinker with your personal property, whether it's a smartphone, a tablet, a laptop, digital watch, whatever, in order to put in facilities for their own convenience, you know there's going to be abuse. That is the reason we had the Fourth Amendment in the Bill of Rights, so that the government understands right from the start they do not have the authority to just come on in and peek at what you're doing. So I don't know what's going on much about the smart meters. It looks to me to just be a way of cutting costs by having the volume of a consumer product that you are using metered automatically and forwarded back to accounting for appropriate billing. Because it costs a lot of money to have people walk around and read the meters. And I think that's really all there is to it. but we also recognize that the potential for abuse with a government whose displayed attitude is that you should have no right to privacy. That's a major, major problem here. All right, now, very interesting story. This just came in a little while ago from CBS up in Washington, D.C., where the chairman of the House Committee on Homeland Security is not out there saying that there is a high degree of probability of an explosion during the Sochi Olympic Games. Now, this is Representative Mike McCaul. He was on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, basically saying that there's going to be an explosion. They're back to pre-selling terror over there in Sochi. And I mention that because I got an email from a listener talking about how Drudge Report now has two terrorism articles linked up on their website where they're talking about an Iraqi suicide bombing instructor who accidentally killed himself by pushing the wrong button on the bell, which is one of those funny little stories, and you figure this is Jeff Dunham and Ahmed the Dead terrorists doing what they're doing. But something that a lot of people don't understand when they're constantly being propagandized about, ooh, evil, bad Muslim suicide bombers. Muslims do not commit suicide under any circumstances. It's an automatic, you are going to the dark place. Mortal sin. But this image of a suicide bomber has been crafted as part of the propaganda to convince you that Muslims are bad and evil and must be invaded and forced to see the light in terms of private central banking. Okay, now over at RIMF.com, this is still picking up a little bit of how would I put that delicately, fury and scandal. And it has to do with a leaked phone call involving elements of the United States government in planning a replacement government in the Ukraine. So what we have been saying all along is turning out to be accurate. The European Union approached the Ukraine about joining the European Union, signing on with the European Central Bank. The Ukrainian people took a look at what's going on at all those nations already enslaved to the European Central Bank and said, we've changed our mind. And at that point, the agent provocateurs showed up and started causing a huge ruckus. And it was all about, again, regime change. Get that government out of that country that wants to take care of their people and put in a government that will take care of us. That's the attitude that's coming out of there. And now there's this leaked phone call that seems to confirm there is, in fact, an ongoing U.S. covert attempt to overthrow the Ukraine. And I'm sure that this is no big surprise for Putin. And again, do we really want to risk going to war against Russia and China over just which particular piece of ink and paper we're all going to be using for the next 100 years? Meanwhile, up in Canada, and it is rather alarming to see the direction Canada is going, apparently Canada is looking at a new citizenship bill that, among other abuses, would allow the Canadian government to revoke Canadian citizenship from natural-born Canadian citizens. In other words, if you were born in Canada and you spent your entire life in Canada, you are a Canadian citizen by birth. The Canadian government now wants to be able to basically pull your citizenship and kick you out of the country. Why? Well, we know that Canada's kind of gone down the same dark path as the United States. They've allowed elements of a foreign government to hijack their internal domestic politics. And just like we're seeing in New York and California, where they're trying to pass bills to criminalize criticism of Israel in a nation where criticism of the U.S. government is a protected free speech right. So, all right, getting back over to Fukushima, I want to talk about that with all the other issues going on. First of all, Japan is also dealing with this record winter. Tokyo has been absolutely locked down by something like their worst snow in the last 30 to 40 years. And, of course, all of that extreme cold coupled with some recent tremors, there are concerns that there is increasing damage underneath the remains of the Fukushima reactor. And there's a report out of E-News, NNews, basically saying there really isn't a way to fix this problem. If there's another major quake, there are going to be more leaks, more corium, more meltdown. They're already concerned now that they have found massive cracks in the concrete near those tanks of radioactive water. It's a huge, huge mess. Boy, Mother Earth really does not like the human race here right now. Story, and I guess it's for like car enthusiasts, where apparently the National Corvette Museum in Bowling Green, Kentucky, suffered a sinkhole right inside the museum that ate historic Corvettes. Just showed up for the morning, opened the door, big hole in the middle of the building, and all the cars just tumbled down in there. And you have to wonder what's going on. Are people just building facilities in very geologically unstable areas, or is this more aftermath we're seeing from the practice of hydraulic fracturing, which we already know can cause the creation and development of sinkholes here? Now, getting back to ClimateGate here, getting some updated information about what's going on. Washington, D.C. is being hammered by wind-driven snow. Philadelphia, New York City, Boston. I was trading emails with the family I have in the New England area, and they're saying it's just absolutely white out. Absolutely, absolutely white out. And again, because of the obviousness of the failure of the human-caused global warming hysteria, we are starting to see more and more, even within the corporate media, come forward to say, this is a dead issue. This is definitely gone. The new spin we are getting out of this group in Canada called Friends of Science is basically saying, and I mentioned this earlier in the show, human-caused global warming is real. It's just not the dominant factor driving climate here right now, which nobody, I think, really argued with that. But their point of view is that even though we are all freezing and dealing with the snow and ice and all the other stuff they said wasn't going to go, that we should not allow ourselves to be deterred from paying carbon taxes and buying carbon credits on the off chance that this new little ice age isn't going to last as long as the last little ice age did. But at this point, the idea that there is a 97% consensus on human-caused global warming is complete nonsense. Michael Crichton put it very succinctly in his book, State of Fear. If it's science, it's not consensus. And if it's consensus, it isn't science. And I know a lot of people like to think that science is a democracy, and it isn't. Because the majority is usually wrong when it comes to scientific theory. And that seems to be the case here. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.